Good afternoon, everyone. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and our neutral decision maker, Judge Timothy Dawson, who's filling in for a commissioner who recused due to a conflict of interest. I have plenty of comments on the case. I don't have any other opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you?
No, I do not.
Mr. Dawson?
No opening comments.
Okay, I'll kick off, and I guess this is sort of opening comments. I forgot to mention that. So appreciative. I know in modern times, I know it's 2024, people like lots of action. You all have been so respectful of commission history and really what makes for effective meetings and decision making. But you all have been respectful of our process and avoiding clapping or booing or cheering or hollering or waving signs and stuff. And I sure do appreciate that. Beyond that, two motions on the calendar for this afternoon. Probably one less interesting than the other, but I move that the commission approve the October 16, 2023 special commission meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And before I get into the more substantive motion, just a little highlight. I just like people to understand what we do. If you see Clayton here that is running our IT on the phone, he's not just yakking with friends or something like that, but we actually do our broadcast from this through our 12th floor hearing room, which is what we're set up to normally have our meetings at. But we come down here because we've seen the public interest in this case and we try and accommodate. Even though this isn't a chance for back and forth or for public comments, we want to be as transparent as possible. So we move down here. He communicates with the IT person up on 12th floor to make sure that if something goes wrong with the broadcast, we're aware of it and we can hold things up. And so that's what you might see today. Beyond that, I move the commission adopt the order in SCS Carbon Transport LLC, Midwest Carbon Express CO2 Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-22-391.
Second.
So... because this is controversial, I want to repeat a couple things that I said at our work session a couple weeks ago. I urge people who haven't done so to read the actual law. You know, we can listen to what others say about it. We can read what others write about it. It's really important to just read the law. Go to the North Dakota Century Code. There's a link to it on the Legislative Council website. I think we have a link to it on our website. My old days in the Senate, I'm just in the habit of going there to get to the Century Code. But and the section of laws, it's Title 49, Chapter 22.1, Section 13, Subsection 2. Now that already makes it sound more complicated than it is. Because in that subsection 2, there are five additional subsections. The first one is about conversion plants. That would be a power plant or something like that. So it really doesn't apply to a pipeline. That's number A. And then D and E are about implementation. So really what we're talking about here is sections B and C. B being the one that is, I think, the decision, the biggest factor here, and it's one sentence. And so it does not take a lot of trouble to read, and I'm going to read it. It says, except as provided in this section, A permit for the construction of a gas or liquid transmission facility within a designated corridor supersedes or preempts any local land use or zoning regulations. Pretty clear. Now, I mentioned there's also that subsection C that lays out one exception to B, and that is road use agreements, if they're not unduly restrictive. That's really it. That law was implemented only a few years ago in the 2019 session, Senate Bill 2038. I also want to read you what the law said before this law was implemented. I'm going to read it twice. One, I'm going to read all the legal, and that was the whole legal section, what we currently have. Now, this other is a little lengthy, and I'll read it for you, but then I'll read it again with just the pertinent terms. It used to say a permit for the construction of a gas or liquid transmission facility within a designated corridor may supersede or preempt any local land use, zoning or building rules, regulations or ordinances upon a finding by the commission that the rules, regulations or ordinances as applies to the proposed route are unreasonably restrictive. So to take out a bunch of the extra legal jargon, it essentially said a permit for a gas or liquid transmission facility may supersede and preempt any local land use or regulations upon a finding by the commission that they're unreasonably restrictive. And the legislature changed that from where we had discretion and flexibility, where we could supersede them, to the language I just read you where it says that the permit for a transmission facility supersedes and preempts any local land use or zoning laws. I can't speak for why that happened. I can speculate the fact that some pipelines, this one traverses over 300 miles. Presumably every township along the way could have their own ordinances. How would something get built if it has to be designed separately for everyone? And so maybe that's what they were thinking. Again, I don't know. I will say this, when the legislature gives guidance to us as an agency on something, it lessens the flexibility that we have. We used to have flexibility on this. That changed in 2019. I know it may not be very popular to declare, you know, local control as being superseded, but when it comes to these pipelines, not electric transmission lines, not power plants, but pipelines, we don't have that flexibility anymore. I guess the one option we would have, we could ignore the law. We kind of see it happen all the time with federal agencies. Part of what I think frustrates so many people, certainly frustrates me, when Congress passes a law and federal agencies go, what almost any plain reading of the law, what we would define as ignoring it. But yet there it is. And what do we do when some agencies, you know, bossing the citizens around? It is debilitating and destructive for a society when agencies do that. And so I hope our agency never starts doing that, even when it means making decisions that are unpopular. Just a couple of points, I guess, kind of directly from the order that I wanted to mention. And this is written in the order. Our order will be public. It'll be on our website. the issue before the commission, and I really like the way this is drafted, the issue before the commission is not whether the commission may preempt local land use or zoning regulations, but whether preemption is automatic. And if this order is approved today, it declares that the commission concludes that based on the language of the Century Code, the approval of a route permit for a gas or liquid transmission facility automatically supersedes and preempts local land use or zoning regulations except for road use agreements.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I just want to thank the Commissioner Crispin. He laid it out extremely well. And I have nothing further to add to that, except thank you, Randy, for laying that out so detailed for everyone to understand.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, so I'm sure some folks are wondering about next steps. And I'm going to say a finalized notice of there will be a or some hearings that we will be back to, you know, a situation where, as you saw last spring, I guess it was, there'll be a hearing and we'll, I'm sure, take some time for public comment and that sort of thing. And the interveners will be able to question the company, and the company will be able to question intervener witnesses and all that type of thing. A finalized notice of hearing will be issued by our executive director, and he has been delegated authority to do so by the commission. So I wanted that on the record. I don't know when that's going to be. I'm going to tell you that I think that the most, in all these cases, we have a case number and then there are dockets. And every time a new filing comes in, that's another docket within that case. This case has almost as many dockets as the Dakota Access Pipeline had. And many of the things that are docketed in the case come in after a final decision is made. So it's an enormous docket. And since Christmas, we have had, I don't know how many, probably 12 or 15 dockets added. I will tell you that in the last 8 days, I'm not talking about dockets now, but because there can be multiple pages. In the last 8 days, we've had almost 2,000 pages of new material filed with on this case. So it's not like that hearing is going to be coming up here. Like, it takes us a few weeks because we have to do public notices. So probably pretty close to 4 weeks out is the earliest. Well, before we can set a hearing, our staff and our legal counsel needs to review that, because we need to make sure that there's not details missed, because the public needs that information to know how they're going to react in the hearing. And so this is going to take some time. I don't know how long yet, but it's not going to be in a few weeks, because like I say, there are an enormous amount of pages of material to review here. Is there anything I'm forgetting?
No, I suppose I can add for the record, I haven't reviewed those 2,000 pages yet.
Okay, so our staff, our legal advisor, who's on another case today, he will be working with the company and with the interveners, as well as staff, to figure out kind of a time frame on that. But this commission has a history that I'm really proud of. go along with dignified hearings and meetings and such, that unlike federal agencies, we try and move things along as fast as possible. Now, in a case that's over a year old, it's probably hard to say, well, it's moving fast, but there's been a lot of things happen. Most of our cases move, well, all of our cases move as quickly as we can make it happen, and yet have been thorough and reach solid conclusions. So we will move it along as quickly as we can, and yet have done due diligence and be thorough. With that, this meeting is adjourned. And we'll take questions from the press, but I would just remind the press that there, you know, may be things we can't say yet because this decision is closed. The case is not closed.